single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Welcome to Living Life. Who do you trust in your life? It's a very tricky question, but do you trust your spouse? Do you trust your friends? Or do you trust your pastor? Well, I'm not trying to bring doubt in your heart about those people. But from our experience, we know that when we trust somebody, it always leads to disappointment. And it's so easy for us to trust people, first of all. And it's easier, actually, for us to get disappointed by them, by those people. And it's very a simple truth, but the Bible reminds us that we cannot trust anyone, but there's still one person that we can trust. It's our God, and it's our Lord Jesus Christ. We can trust only in our God and no one else and nothing else. Because when we start to trust other things or other people, we always end up in disappointing. Getting disappointed about their action or the result that's coming from them. Because human beings cannot replace God. We will face the limitations in our lives. And we're going to look at today's passage, and there are two people that Isaiah is introducing to us. And we'll see how God is working through them and how it is that it's not replaceable for them to just work, replacing God in their lives. Let's look at the passage together.
Isaiah chapter 22, verses 15 through 25. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Go, say to the steward, to Shibna, who is in charge of the palace. What are you doing here, and who gave you permission to cut out a grave for yourself here, hewing your grave on the height and chiseling your resting place in the rock? Beware, the Lord is about to take firm hold of you and hurl you away, O you mighty man. He will roll you up tightly like a ball and throw you into a large country. There you will die, and there your splendid chariots will remain, you disgrace to your master's house. I will depose you from your office, and you will be ousted from your position. In that day I will summon my servant, Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and fasten your sash around him and hand your authority over to him. He will be a father to those who live in Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. I will drive him like a peg into a firm place. He will be a seat of honor for the house of his father. All the glory of his family will hang on him, its offsprings and offshoots, all its lesser vessels, from the bowls to all the jars. In that day, declares the Lord Almighty, the peg driven into the firm place will give way. It will be sheared off and will fall, and the load hanging on it will be cut down. The Lord has spoken.
As part of the oracle that we saw yesterday, as a part of the oracle of a valley of vision, God is introducing two people here in this passage. And one person is Shebna, and the other one is Eliakim. And both of them are leaders of Israel and Jerusalem. And Shebna was a leader who used his authority for his selfish interest and desire. And we see that because of his just misuse of his authority, that God decided to get rid of him and replace his place with Eliakim. And God placed greater actual responsibility on Eliakim than the one that he gave to Shebna. And the main kind of like story about today's passage is talking about this, the danger actually of just placing one person with the responsibility, and just when people are trying to rely on person instead of God. We see what's happening in this passage. In chapter 22 of Isaiah, verses 23 through 25, I'll just read it one more time for you to remind you of this passage. I'll drive him like a peg into a firm place. He will be a seat of honor for the house of his father. All the glory of his family will hang on him. His offspring and offshoots, all its lesser vessels, from the bowl to all the jars. In that day, declares the Lord Almighty, the peg driven into the firm place will give way. It will be sheared off and will fall. And the load hanging on it will be cut down. The Lord has spoken. Now we see the clear danger of us relying on a person. We see that he was a very reliable man. And God chose Eliakim to be used and to become the leader of the kingdom of Judea. But we see that when people are trying to just rely on him and trusting in the responsibility that he has, the danger is that when that person has that pressure, the spiritual and physical, and with all the honor and that he's receiving and all the just expectation that people are having, that can just kill that person. That can ruin the person's life, and that can just cut him off or break him down from the leadership. And we'll see as a result, all the people who are relying on him, who are just hanging around him, will be just breaking down as well. And actually, it's a very natural thing because we cannot replace the position of God. Even though God gave him the leadership, it does not mean that he can replace God. And God gave him the leadership, it does not mean that people should be relying on him. Because he's just a vessel that God is using. He's just an instrument. He's just a tool that God is using to rule over Israel or to help the people. It was good that Eliakim was obedient to God and he was serving the people, but he's not there to replace God. And that's one thing that we need to be very careful. We have good leaders in our lives. We may it's a blessing to meet to have a great leader over us. But one thing that we need to remember is that those leaders cannot replace God in our lives. They are human beings, and they are limited. And we are there to just be submissive to the leadership, but we're not there to rely and trust on those people. We are called to trust and rely on God. And that's the one thing that we need to just remind ourselves every day in our lives. Because those leaders are there are still human beings, and the pressure that's on their shoulders may just ruin their lives and just break down their rhythm of their life, and even not just physically, but spiritually more so in their lives. And it was very predictable, and actually Isaiah is prophesying about that as well. The leadership that was given to Eliakim, but he's also prophesying the fall of the leadership of Eliakim. And it's a very good lesson for all of us, because we see a lot of churches breaking apart because of one leader in our society right now, not only in Korea, in the States, in all over the world, when they rely on one person as a leader. And we see the whole country breaking apart as well because of one leader. And I don't think that's always the leader's fault. Of course, a lot of times they make mistakes. And those mistakes are just causing because of the pressure that they're having. And it shows their limitation, that we don't have to be disappointed, because we have to be reminded that they are human beings. And they're not a subject to trust on in our lives. They cannot replace God with their leadership. And as we are just keep reminding ourselves with that fact and that truth, and we don't have to be disappointed in our leaders, but we can just still follow and respect them, but still just relying on God alone and trusting in God alone in our lives. It is a great blessing to have a good leader, and we need to respect, of course, and to honor the leadership and be submissive to the leader that God has appointed in our lives. But no matter how great that person is, no matter how amazing the leadership is, he is no more than an instrument in God's hand. that we got to remember. And we trust not the human leader, but God. And we follow God, not the human leader. And we rely on God, not on the human leader. Because God is the only path that we will never be destroyed. And He's the only person or only God whom we can trust and whom we can rely on in our lives. And if we just can remember one thing, that one thing, the very simple truth, that it will help us from just getting disappointed on people and just getting astray from church and from the community of faith. And I'm sure it's going to help in our relationship with God as well. That we'll trust on God alone, or we'll follow God alone, and we'll just rely on God alone. And I hope that's the life that you're going to live today, relying and trusting and following God alone in your lives. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for your leadership, and thank you for so many good leaders in our lives and in our church and in our society, Lord. We're still thankful for your leadership over them and over us. Lord, just help us not to just expect too much from human leaders, but help us to trust, rely, and follow you alone in our lives, that our lives will be filled with more joy and more just thankfulness through trusting you alone in our lives. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world that's stepping in closer.